This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a vocabulary test for NPR editors, the results of which they abjure, I'm sure. But first, goodbye, 76ers. The Detroit Pistons will now advance to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. They defeated Philadelphia last night in overtime, but of course, the overwhelming sports news this week, the defending world champion Los Angeles Lakers were toppled over like a statue of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad. They were pulled down by the San Antonio Spurs. Ron Rappaport's our sports commentator and joins us from Chicago. Ron, good to be back with you.
Scott, welcome home from me and the first place Chicago Cubs.
Yes, right. I don't think I wasn't following that, even from a distance, as a matter of fact. Yes, no. Well, we'll talk about that some other time, I'm sure, to a lot of people's distraction. Let me ask you about the Pistons game last night. This improbably named, if not improbable, hero, Chauncey Billups.
Sounds like a backbencher in Parliament, doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
But he can play. 3 3-pointers in overtime, the last one with 15 seconds left to break a tie. That'll do it every time. Scott, this from a guy who had missed two of the playoff games with the 76ers, including Game 5 the other night with a bum ankle. You know, all of a sudden, the Eastern Conference Finals don't look like such a cakewalk for the New Jersey Nets, which, you know, who swept the Celtics, their series of the Celtics. The Pistons have been a tough, overachieving team all year. That should be a fun series in the East.
And I have to ask about the Lakers. After three world championships, they get defeated by a very good San Antonio team. Is this truly the end of a dynasty, or is it just a year off?
Well, I think it might be a little early to say it's the end of a dynasty. You know, they do have two of the finest players in the league, in Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant, two Hall of Famers. It's just that when you compare them to those Bulls teams that were winning titles, Scott, remember all those good that good supporting cast. I know you can rattle off the names in your sleep. And
Steve Kerr, now with San Antonio, the one guy I think still playing, but Luke Longley, of course, my friend Luke Longley, and Scottie Pippen.
Well, and all of those, you know, they had a lot of players, and the Lakers need to beef up that supporting role, and I think that's what they're going to be trying to do. But say that, you know, maybe they can get Dennis Rodman to come out of
retirement. I'm sure he'd be willing.
But say this for the Lakers, Scott. When they won those three titles, they looked like one of the great teams in history, right?
Absolutely.
But when they lost, they did that with a lot of panache, too. It's hard to see how a team with that much talent could have looked worse, losing by 28 points at home. Wow.
The defeat of the Lakers should have ushered in a sure world championship for the Sacramento Kings, but they are playing without Chris Webber, and it will be difficult for them to defeat the Mavericks tonight.
Well, it's funny about Sacramento, Scott. You're absolutely right. The last few years, they've had these titanic battles against the Lakers, who always beat them, you know. But now the Lakers are gone, and the Mavericks are giving them everything they can handle. The Kings are lucky to still be alive. Dallas missed a golden opportunity to close the series out the other night when they had them down in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. But this game is at home in Dallas. Webber is hurt, and you'd have to say the Kings are staring at elimination again, yes.
Yeah, well, whoever wins, it'll be a big night in Belgrade.
No question.
Ron, thanks very much.
Okay, Scott.
Ron Rappaport of the Chicago Sun-Times and our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition.